This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Kind of sent something in you earlier in the week, Gator, and I want to just run this past you. There is breaking news from the National Football League. The Browns are going to start Shedeur Sanders this week. I have a feeling you're going to kind of rebel into a Shedeur Sanders fan.
I like Shedeur Colorado.
Yeah.
I was surprised that he slipped as far as he did in the draft. I think a lot of that was behind-the-scenes stuff. Had nothing to do with his talent, but maybe there were some things that he said or some things that his father said or did that rubbed people the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And that's why he went where he did. I think the media has done him no favors at all. I think they're just dying for him to fail. And when he got thrown to the wolves on Sunday, they pounced. They absolutely pounced, and it was completely unfair. And for a guy that maybe had a handful of reps in practice, literally a handful of reps with the ones in practice, maybe last week heading into the game. So see how he does this week. Who does Cleveland play this week?
Cleveland plays the Las Vegas Raiders.
They're at the Raiders on Sunday afternoon. So I'm rooting for him. I hope he does well. I don't know if he's the answer in Cleveland. I mean, the answer in Cleveland might still be Deshaun Watson.
So the thing about this is, like, we took the text that was mad because Bryce said something as a 17-year-old. Even I look at Shedeur, who is 23, and I swear to God, I wasn't like some complete moron at the age of 23. But you know what's funny? Is I have the capability of going back and listening to things I said when I was 23 because there's some shows that I have. And I've done it and gone, oh my God. Listen to what I believed at 23 and what I might say have said on the air at 23.
You're still eating hamburgers at 23.
Was I? I don't think I was. No. But anyway, I think about,
he matured before 23,
I guess. Yeah, that's right. Nobody, no, like, allow a kid a chance to grow into a
vegetarian,
a young man. No, like Shedeur is 23. I'm more interested in who he is at 25 and 26. Like, let the kid grow up. Let the kid be in the real world. Let the kid see things that he might have done that didn't help him in the draft, but give him a chance to mature. Like, I don't.
Let him ever practice.
Right, and let him practice. Let him mature physically, too. Yeah.
Today, I mean, Monday's practice isn't much of a practice, right? Tuesday is a day off. Today is a real practice.
Well, and the other
thing, let them have a practice.
I see it with my own kids sometimes. Where I'm like, eye rolling at them, going, "Well, they're good kids, but
you know." And the other thing that I feel bad for him is that he had little shot at the shot he had at Colorado was that okay? It's the offense he's known forever because it's his dad's offense, and he ran that at his previous stop. But you were also playing big boy college football at this point, and that offensive line wasn't ready to go. And it's amazing how many times Shedeur Sanders was hit while the quarterback at Colorado for 2 years. It is astounding how many times, just look at his sack totals, let alone the pressures and the hits. It's amazing, and it shows how tough he is. He gets to the NFL, and he's playing for the Browns. There's no favors there, man. No. That offensive line is terrible. No. And it's the same thing all over again. So for him, it's like, all right, business as usual. Pack a lunch. Let's go.
I guess maybe he never matures, and maybe whatever kept him from getting drafted. Maybe that never happens. But I'm kind of rooting for him now to see if he does have the grow up to be both physically and a leader in a locker room. But
and I certainly wouldn't judge him after one start. Or three starts. I mean, give him some time here.
Dude, microwave society.
I'm not sure he's going to get a whole lot of time. If he stays healthy, maybe he gets the rest of the season, which is good for him, I guess. But he may suck. I don't know. It could be a guy who had a ton of talent and played well in college, but it doesn't translate to the NFL like a million other quarterbacks are like that.
Right.
All right. So I just let him play, man. I don't know why you have to judge the guy right away. Oh, he was terrible. And yeah, okay. Well, you know, that's the first snap he ever took with the ones. Was literally in a game.
Right.
All right, okay. Note to self, scratch Shedeur Sanders question for tomorrow.
Or include it.
No, I don't know. Yeah. We'll see. I don't think Gator's got anything left to say, man. That was it.
You think I'm spent?
He emptied the bucket. Okay, I'm watching the Pistons last night, and it felt like they led by double digits and pretty much most of the game. And they'd play with their food a little bit, and Atlanta would cut it down to 4-6.
2-1.
And I was watching it going, come on, guys, what are you doing?
Right.
And then I stepped back and said, wait a sec. Why am I treating this team like they're a juggernaut in the NBA? Like they're not allowed to play a close road game on the road in back-to-back games when they're getting guys back from injury. Why am I treating it that way against a not awful Atlanta team? And it's because of how well they've played. The expectations have shot through the freaking roof with this group, and I'm here for it. But why is this a close game? Come on, put them away.
I was saying the same thing. I was watching in the fourth quarter, and it got down to 2 points. I'm like, really? Is this seriously getting down to 2 points?
Which is honestly self-reflection. It's early arrogance.
Yes, completely. And I kind of like being arrogant. It's fun. And then Cade Cunningham says, it's all right. It's as if he was talking to everybody watching on TV. Yeah. Hey, I got this. And then he makes a couple of baskets, you know, pulled up for this fadeaway jump shot, knocked that down, and it drives down. And, you know, screw it. I'm taking it right to the lane. And I'm going to lay it up and in. And then I love that this is happening. I love that teams want to foul Jalen Duren.
Yeah, good luck.
I love that. Yeah. It's like they have no clue that, you know, that Jalen Duren is a good player. Like, they just don't understand. Like, have you not paid attention to the Pistons this year? Do you not just simply look at his stat sheet before the game and see that, you know, his free throw percentage is at 78%? You know, he knocked out all of his free throws last night, if I'm not mistaken.
He's so good.
He's
if this
he's
weird
great.
Offense, it's like there's this giant target near the basket. Like, you have the rim, and then you have this giant range that you can just throw the ball up there and Jalen Duren will go get it.
Averaging 21 points a game, 12 rebounds a game, you know, a couple assists. He gets a block and a steal a game. He's just a complete guy, and he's a role player. He loves playing his role. Go out there, play defense, rebound, and just dunk. Mm-hmm. That's all they're asking, just dunk. And he's got some other moves he's developing.
Oh, there's
which
no question. His offensive game is.
But he's like, oh, I can set screens?
Yeah.
That's fun. He loves it. He relishes it.
Well, every screen leads to a roll, which leads to a scoring opportunity.
It also leads to being able to be physical, which he wants to be. He wants to be physical and tough and knock guys down. He loves that part of it.
And there's more to talk about with that Piston team last night. Another win. And they have they're just rolling right now. And it's fun to watch. And they have the best record in the East, and only Oklahoma City at 14-1 keeps them from being the best record in the NBA. And they play Oklahoma City right around the corner in late February. I don't want to play Oklahoma City now. But there's also the warning signs, something to just keep in the back of your mind. And we've gotten these texts. We haven't read them on the air yet, but we'll get to it in a sec. At 11:20, Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You just never know what we bring up on the air that's going to lead to feedback. We mentioned that the Buffalo Bulls of the Mid-American Conference tonight host the Miami, are they still the Redskins or are they the Red Hawks? Are they
Red Hawks.
They're the Red Hawks, okay. They will be in Maction tonight, and that Buffalo is having a Maction meat raffle with 12 different raffles of various packages of meat. Like, for instance,
are you allowed to raffle off your meat?
The first TV timeout of the third quarter, they will raffle out off baby back spare ribs to 5 winners. And the second TV timeout of the third quarter, a 4-pound chuck roast to 5 winners.
When are they going to auction off the breasts?
The breasts get auctioned off in the third TV timeout of the second quarter. It's a 5-pound bag of boneless breasts. Five winners.
What about thighs? Are they auctioning off thighs?
I'm not seeing any thighs.
Any butt?
No butt. Sorry.
They might raise $1 billion, guys.
Yeah, the second TV timeout, they were raffling off sausage. You can get sausage.
You got sausage,
yeah. 3-pound package of homemade Italian sausage. 5 winners. Anyway, led to some feedback. Just had a meat raffle for our son's travel hockey. It's great. A quarter of a cow and half a pig raised over $5,600. It's always better than a kale raffle where you'd only raise $30.
Why, oh, you mean the raffle where Doug's $30 poorer? Yeah.
Was Doug at that raffle?
The Doug Carr's $30 donation.
If you guys have never experienced the meat raffle, I highly recommend it. You can find them in a lot of VFWs and American Legions. They are great fundraisers, and they are usually packed.
I bet they are.
Yep. From Scott. Well, I'm making sure I'm going to watch this game. You like ham, don't you? Am I going to watch a game because of a meat raffle? I just might.
I mean,
are they televising it?
Well, it's Maction, right?
Yeah.
Well, so I'm televising the raffle I'm talking about. Like,
I doubt it. Well, I mean,
you said at the end of the third quarter, right? So you know when to tune in.
Yep. This meat raffle has John Jansen written all over it. They should fire the meat out of the t-shirt cannon into the crowd.
Where's the game being played?
In Buffalo.
So the Buffalo mascot handed out too.
The bull?
Yeah.
Yeah, they could.
Somebody goes up and the bull's like, are you seriously, you're trying to collect the meat right now? That's not going to happen.
Well, Buffalo Bulls football meat raffle tonight, game against Miami. Let's get back to your phone calls. Bobby in Northville, you're on 97.1. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, how you doing, gentlemen?
We're great, Bobby. How are you, buddy?
Hey, great. I'm feeling good, man, watching those Pistons. I called a few years ago when Durant first came in the league, and I was very concerned with the fact that I heard rumors about, you know, the Pistons getting rid of him and things of that nature. What bothered me was that we got, you know, Milwaukee's Antetokounmpo. We got 76ers, big man. Why would we want to get rid of the guy? So one day I think I heard Caputo, whoa, what are we going to do with Durant? I'm like, oh, okay. Let me wait. I was so peed off, you know what I mean? With your boy, you know who says whoa? Okay, I'm not gonna say his name. And I'm like, dude, are you kidding me, bro? All he needs is a little time, a little training. I heard Rasheed came in, and you know he worked out with Rasheed. Dude, that would have been the biggest mistake because if you recall, the Lakers were considering trying to trade for him. Man, we got a superstar. We got a bona fide superstar, and I just hope that the Pistons know that. I think they do, the coach. I definitely know that Kay wants him there. What's your take on that?
I mean, I think they'll do everything in their power to keep him. Like the fact that he's a restricted free agent at the end of this year, they could have locked him up before the season. You know, you always go, oh, they should have locked him up, or maybe he wouldn't be having this kind of season if they did. You know, you just don't know how it play itself out.
Just means they'll lock him up at the end of the season.
Probably, and it's going to be costly.
I don't think there's any problem. I mean, here's the thing. You think there's a probably?
Well, I mean, no, I don't think there's a probably. I think it's likely. But I'll just say this. This is what you want. You want to draft good players and have to pay them.
Yes.
Period. Don't worry about what it costs. Yeah, it's going to cost a lot of money. But you know what the coolest thing is? It just doesn't feel like players are in a rush to get out of Detroit, does it?
No, and I was going to say, it feels like it's a little different with the NBA compared to Major League Baseball. Why? Because there's a salary cap. And because players already know it's spelled out what the max they can get is, mm-hmm. and teams are willing to do with that. And if teams have to go over a salary cap to sign their own guys, they can pay a luxury tax, and they're willing to do it. And this is one of the reasons why the NBA model is, it's not perfect, but it beats the hell out of the MLB model.
Yeah.
Because there's no way the Tigers would be losing Tarek Skubal to free agency. Or forced to trade him before they lose in the free agency if they had a salary cap in place.
No, very valid. Very valid. And look, I'm okay with them taking their time and deciding what to do. And, you know, they also got Ivy to figure out, who's back with the Motor City Crews. So we shall see. The other thing last night is, I mean, Danis Jenkins gets a start. And every game that Danis Jenkins plays, and I think he had 14-7 last night, 14 points, 7 assists.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he taking the ball to the basket, he always looks like the quickest guy on the floor. And I wish I'd locked in a little bit more. Like, there was a Dyson Daniels exchange where he stole, and Dyson Daniels was an all-NBA defender. He stole the ball from Dyson Daniels and took it in for a dunk late in the game. And I'm thinking, you know what? I wish I'd locked in more on Dyson Daniels versus Danis Jenkins possessions And, you know, I mentioned Oklahoma City. I want to, if Danis Jenkins is still in the rotation, I want to see what he does against Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. You know, I want to see the biggest matchups he has against the best players, against Oklahoma City's backcourt, you know, against, you know, they lost to Cleveland earlier in the year, the Pistons did, in a game I don't think Jenkins even played in. But, you know, these are the matchups that you decide whether or not this guy's going to stick here. Now, in the back of our mind, you got to keep in mind we just had a baseball season where the Tigers spent much of the season with the best record in the NBA, right? Major League Baseball. Yeah. And that amounted to a second-round playoff bump and got getting bounced to the second round of the playoffs, which isn't the end of the world.
Hell of a series.
Yeah, it was a hell of a series. It wasn't the end of the world. And I don't know that it matters as much because the Pistons are fresh and new. And when you're fresh and new, the sort of the expectation, there's not a lot of pressure. It's just like, hey, we're so excited to be here. But, you know, it's so early in the season and they look like they're the class of the East, don't they? But it doesn't mean they are when it's all said and done.
No, but I mean, 13-2 is hard to ignore. It just stands out. A 3-game lead in the conference through 15 games. That's wild.
Yep.
It's really wild to see. And you know, I thought this team was a good team. I thought they can improve on what they did last year. But this is far exceeded. It's a start. It's 15 out of 82, but it's a hell of a start.
I always talk about the mistake that I think a lot of people make, which is they watch, you know, short-term results and make long-term conclusions. It can work negatively and positively, right? I mean, I think it can work absolutely to the point where we're going crazy about the Pistons and, you know, there's a lot of basketball to be played. Seasons are long. But the weird thing is part of the reason I say that, and I say it all the time, when things are going well, is because of injury. Hey, there's a lot of games to be played, which means a lot of opportunities for your guys to get hurt. They're all hurt right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going through their injury phase right now, Doug, and they're 11-2 through the quote-unquote injury phase, right? Or 13-2. But you can't. I think the reason why people are so excited, too, other than the fact, obviously, they're winning games, is you look around, there isn't a juggernaut in the East like there was in years past. With the Celtics having no Tatum, the Pacers with no Halliburton, those are two big dogs that aren't the same, right? You look at the Cavs, they're really good. I think you have to watch out for the Cavs. And the Knicks, we obviously lost to them last year in the playoffs. So those are teams that are, like, you know, on par with where the Pistons are. But other than that, you could say they can hang in the East and maybe be the number one seed when it's all said and done. Long way to go, but right now they look really good. And you think it only gets better when they get healthier and more experienced because they're still a very young team.
97-1, the ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, get some Red Wing talk coming up here. How about that team?
Yeah.
Were you locked in more? It was a bounce around night. Were you locked in much on the Red Wings? I know Michigan State was playing. Pistons were playing. Action.
It was pretty evenly divided, Michigan State and the Red Wings. And then I caught the fourth quarter for the Pistons.
Yeah. Nate Danielson.
Yeah.
First career goal.
And assist.
Yeah, so he scored twice. The second one didn't count, but it didn't count because Finney was offsides. But
and then he set up Finney for his first assist.
Yep.
When Finney got his goal,
but that was good to see. Did you hear what coach said afterwards?
Tom McClellan.
Yes, thank you, God. I can't remember what I did yesterday.
It's okay, man.
Did you hear what he said afterwards? He said that puck still goes on the wall, and 20 years from now, you can tell people it was an end-to-end rush.
Oh yeah, the one that, because his goal was a double deflection, went off of the leg of a player, and then went off the just above the skate of Nate Danielson, was redirected into the net, but his skate was pointed out towards the blue line.
Yeah.
So.
And did it look a little bit like he was like, yeah, maybe I can.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Counted.
It's a goal.
Counted. All right, Kate, are you ready for another edition? Are you going to eat that?
I am.
All right, Scott. Holiday, Thanksgiving, week from tomorrow.
One of my favorites.
Yep. Got a couple of Thanksgiving items here.
Okay.
Well, now interested you are in pie caking. Are you interested in pie caking?
Okay. Now, your playoff of turducken, but this sounds like a dessert thing with pie caking.
Yep.
And I am very interested in what you have to say here.
Pie caking is a 6-pound cake stuffed with three different pies. Pie caking features pecan pie.
All right.
Pie caking features pecan pie, pumpkin pie, and spice cake with apple pie filling.
Oh my God.
All in one dessert. Here's how pie caking works.
Get into a bathtub.
This is a big...
Drop pie caking on top of you and eat it.
Pie caking is a tall cake.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. And the pecan pie is on the bottom.
It's dense. It's got thick.
So it's on the bottom. Yeah. The next layer is pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
And the top layer is spice cake. And then on top of that, there's the apple pie filling on the top of pie caking. Between each layer, because it's like pecan pie, and then something holds it together.
I'm trying to hold it together, yeah?
It's a cinnamon buttercream.
Oh, come on.
So it goes pecan pie, cinnamon buttercream, pumpkin pie, cinnamon buttercream, spice cake, cinnamon buttercream, and then apple pie filling on top. Now, before you say yes, pie caking cost $110 for 1 6-pound cake on Gold Belly. Scott Anderson, would you spend the $110 on pie caking?
I just might. I mean, that is 6 pounds of goodness right there. How good does that sound? Kang, how good does that sound?
Dude, I'm not in on this, Gator. I'm sorry, man.
What? Oh, you're not really a
I'm
dessert
not a huge
guy.
Cake
okay,
and
I got you.
Guy.
I
remember,
got you.
Yeah, this is insane. This is like, for if you love cake, this is all you
look
bro.
At that.
Or
that
pie.
Is gorgeous.
I'm holding it up to the cameras.
That is so gorgeous.
I cake it.
Yeah, emphasize gorge, okay?
Yes. I'm all about this. I 100%. Kang's out. Doug, are you in on this? You want to get in on this? You want in on this? You want a little slice?
It does not seem like a Doug thing.
He's got to try it.
He might.
I think I have to try
yeah!
this.
Oh, wow. Woo! You're on board, baby.
Here's the problem. I'm not spending $110 on pie caking.
If I bought it, I'd give you a little slice.
But I'm really intrigued by pie caking.
Pie caking sounds amazing.
You know, Doug's going to be on the treadmill for like 2 days.
He'll be on the treadmill while he's eating it. I have a tiny little slice.
Yeah, he'll like, can I just get a smell?
Moment on the lips.
Lifetime on the hips.
All right, next up. Chef's Cupboard, sold at Aldi. Chef's Cupboard has come out with a hot honey stuffing. This is a cornbread stuffing that combines sweet honey with the flavor of red bell pepper, specifically a sweet honey and mild chili heat from the red bell peppers. And it is available at Aldi for Thanksgiving, the Chef's Cupboard hot honey cornbread stuffing. Gator, are you going to eat that?
I would try it, but I'll say this. It's definitely not my favorite. I love traditional stuffing for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I mean, stovetop stuffing is delicious. I don't care, but
dude, I think there's only three people in the world that like stovetop stuffing. It's you, me, and Kenny. It's an unpopular
I
take.
I love stovetop.
But I'll stand it.
But when
you
make, you know, stuffing yourself, and you actually get the breadcrumbs out there, dry on the whole bit, it's fantastic. I don't love cornbread stuffing. I love cornbread by itself. This is kind of like a bacon thing with me. I like it by itself. I don't need it as part of the stuff. I think cornbread stuffing is a completely different flavor profile that I don't really love. But the hot honey added to it and it gives it a Southwest feel to it. And I'd try it, but I would try it. I'm repulsed by it, but I would try it.
Kang, who?
Yeah, I'm trying it. I love Thanksgiving, man. I almost try anything on Thanksgiving Day spread.
Not pie caking.
I said almost.
I'll try this too.
Oh.
Yeah, the stuffing's pretty good. It's kind of a day, you know, one day.
A little spicy. Oh, you like spice too, so.
Yeah, I'm not sure where the spice comes from because it says red bell peppers, and I'm not sure how
spicy.
Well,
but it's the hot honey, so I think there's.
It said sweet honey, but hey, look, in theory. fast food chain Chick-fil-A at Baltimore and San Antonio area locations.
Oh, that's
if you're
not here.
In Baltimore or San Antonio, are coming out with a chicken and waffle sandwich.
Okay.
Gator, this is a sandwich featuring the chain's signature crispy chicken with bacon between two warm waffles. Gator, are you going to eat that?
Yes, with the bacon on the side. Put the bacon on the side.
No, you can't. It's like asking Doug to replace everything with chicken for what we do. No. Yeah.
But we do ask him.
No, not to replace it with chicken.
All right, so I got to have it with the bacon on there? Yeah, I'll still.
Yeah, you're damn right you're eating it.
Can you?
Oh, hell yeah. Right. Come on now. Chick-fil-A, they don't mess up, man.
No, they really don't.
Hard no for me.
Good Chick-fil-A yesterday.
Next up.
It's good.
Yes, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Gator.
Taco Bell. And he pays his bets. Pays
we got land the strip. Yeah,
thank you, Cincinnati Bengals, for holding on to Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah. Taco Bell. Inspired by the Burger King Whopper by You campaign, where they had people come up with their own style of Whopper. They have a new fan-style menu. One of the items was created by Brock from Michigan, according to this story.
Okay.
Brock's take on the Crunchwrap was seasoned ground beef with steak, plus Taco Bell's fan favorite nacho fries and guacamole, filled with a tostada, lettuce, tomato, sour cream, and cheese sauce. All in a grilled tortilla. The Brock's Crunchwrap. Are you going to eat that?
No.
No?
No, I'll give you, there's several reasons why.
Sorry, Brock.
I'm not a fan of the steak, the fast food steak. I prefer just the ground beef. I don't need the fast food steak. And the guac is not, no. It's not great guac. So I'm not doing that.
Wow, you said no to Taco Bell, man?
I know. I love Taco Bell. But I don't love Taco Bell guac, and I don't love Taco Bell steak. Those are two things that I don't get.
You don't do?
Mm.
I'm in, Doug. I'm in. Yeah. This is like a California burrito, essentially. Like, you just stuff it with, you know, fries, carne asada, guac. It's, yeah, I'm in on this. I'm with you, Brock, wherever you're from in Michigan.
Yep. And finally, Sam Adams.
What about you?
Oh, I'm out. Okay. Yeah, sorry. My bad. Finally, Sam, I apologize. No surprise there. Sam Adams has launched a new winter white ale.
Okay, I do like the white ale.
This season, Sam Adams is debuting a winter white ale for the first winter seasonal beer released in 30 years. This spiced, citrusy ale was specifically crafted to brighten up the cold and gray months ahead. According to the comments on the brewery's Instagram, the new beer is lovingly inspired by a holiday white ale from years past, but it's not the same. This new brew is 5.7 ABV, perfect for easy drinking by the fire or over a football game. It features classic winter flavors, cinnamon, nutmeg, orange peel, and clove that complement the other staples on your holiday plate. Gator, the Sam Adams new winter white ale. Are you going to eat that?
100% I will. I remember having a white ale from Sam Adams years ago. I loved it. So it's only 5.7%, so it's not crazy alcohol content. Sam Adams they've crafted a lot of beers that I do enjoy, and I'm looking forward to getting this one.
Can you?
Oh, yeah. I'm a fan of citrus flavored beers, and this sounds like it's a. Get you in the mood for the holidays. And I'm always in for a good mood during the holidays. I'm in.
My man.
So I describe myself as a sorority beer drinker. Mm-hmm. And as I look at this one, I wonder how light it actually is. But I think it's worth a try. I think I will seek this out.
The 5.7 tells you right away that it's not going to be too bad there. And it's
could be good.
Yeah.
Could be good. So I'm in on that.
Plenty of flavor there.
And there it is. That concludes another edition of Are You Gonna Eat?
Welcome back to the Carson Anderson Show here on 97.1. Taking your calls at 248-539-9797. Same number to text us as well. Lots to go over. We actually have a show with all four major food groups, Doug.
We do.
And five you want to throw in college basketball.
Yeah. And we had college football, too. I mean probably the last thing we're getting to here is the Lions.
We haven't even mentioned the Tigers yet.
We haven't. Ah, that's true. I want to say something about a call we got late in the show yesterday.
Okay.
And I spent a lot of time thinking about it. And Kang said this morning, you're kind of obsessed with this. So a dude calls up and tells us that the Lions have no shot.
Yeah.
Do you know which call I'm referring to?
Well, there were a couple that were like that. So yeah.
A guy calls up and tells the Lions have no shot. And we say why. And he tells us because teams that lose in the NFC title game.
You are obsessed with this. Yeah. Go ahead, finish what the caller was saying so we can.
He tells us that teams that lose in the NFC title game don't win the Super Bowl. And he doesn't mean that year, he means like ever. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he goes, well, look at it. So the NFC is filled with these one-hit wonders that make it to the NFC title game and lose. And then they don't go beyond any further than losing in the Super Bowl. That's like becomes their ceiling. And I'm like, all right, first of all, this can't possibly be true. And it is true for the last 16 NFC title games.
Wow. That's a lot.
17 NFC title games ago, Philly lost. And they have become the first loser in the last 16 years to win a Super Bowl. And I'm like, okay, even if that's true, how is it possibly relevant?
Because the Lions went to the NFC Championship.
No. I mean, how is it possibly relevant that losing in the NFC title game somehow keeps you from winning a Super Bowl?
It may not be relevant, but what it is a statistical anomalation that is interesting to bring up. Now, I'm just saying that's exactly right. What it is. I certainly wouldn't use that as fodder for my number one reason why they're done. Well, they got to the NFC Championship game and they lost, and nobody comes back from that, Doug. At least not in the last 16 years. Nobody's all the losers in the NFC Championship game, they haven't won the Super Bowl. So, I mean, I think It's an interesting statistical anomalation, and that's it. No way, shape, or form should it have relevance other than as an anecdote. That's it.
So, but I would, okay, why would this possibly be relevant is what I started thinking. I'm driving home and I'm obsessed with this call that we got late in the show. Dude said Lions have no shot because teams that lose in the NFC title game, and it's like a whole bunch of, you know, New Orleans and Green Bay was in that group, and Minnesota was in that group, and these teams that haven't gone on to win the Super Bowl, and I'm going to try and find the list here, but is there something that they all have in common? Like, because they lost in the NFC title game, hence something happened that kept them from being able to win the Super Bowl for the last 16 years. And I can't for the life of me think what it might possibly be. But then I also thought, dude wanted to come up with a reason using history that the Lions had no shot, and he could have made it much easier. He could have just called up and said, guys, the Lions aren't winning the Super Bowl. And we would say, why? And he'd say, because they never have. That's much easier, isn't it, than coming up with a sort of convoluted NFC championship game loser stat?
You got a longer track record of, well, they haven't.
Yeah, you can actually make a better case. Well, because they do have a longer track record, and it's never happened. Philly did lose an NFC title game back in 2007 maybe, and then has gone on and won the Super Bowl last year. So,
well, you said it's been 16.
I think it was 16 in a row. Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, the point is, I give this guy credit for coming up with this, and maybe I'm wrong. Is it possible I'm wrong that there is some sort of relevance when you lose the NFC title game? You are really screwed. Or is it just, it just happened, it's worked out that way?
I don't think there's any relevance. Okay. I think it's a statistical anomalation. It's interesting to note. That's it. Right, until it ceases to be.
Here are all the NFC title game losers. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Washington, Detroit, San Francisco, Green Bay, New Orleans, Minnesota, Green Bay, Arizona, Green Bay, San Francisco. Okay, I'm wrong on this. Atlanta and San Francisco lost in 2011 and won in 2012. So it doesn't go all the way back to Philly. Philly was 3 years prior to that. San Francisco lost in 2011 and won in 2012. So my apologies. I got that part of it wrong, but it's still.
They didn't win in 2012.
San Francisco? Oh, I'm sorry. They won the NFC title. You're right. Maybe it does go back to
Philly. They lost in the Battle of the Heart.
Right. They won the NFC title game in 2012. The Bears, Minnesota, and then Philly in 2008. So anyway, there it is. I mean, he made me think.
A lot of those teams have actually won a Super Bowl, but just not since they lost.
Not since they lost. All of them lost the NFC title game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird, huh?
I think it's weird. You've obsessed over it.
Okay, fine.
I think it's weird that you've spent 8 minutes on here talking about it.
It really bothered Doug.
It really bothered him.
It didn't bother me. It borderline fascinated me.
You know, I think it bothered you.
Well,
and now I think it's still bothering you.
No. What I just don't know why he went to that instead of just saying because the Lions have never won a Super Bowl. It's a longer history.
So he didn't come up with the best argument, but that was the argument he had at the time.
That's the argument he had at the time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Kang, what do you think of this?
Doug is bothered. Okay.
I'm bothered.
Yeah, he is.
Doug is bothered.
So bothered.
It's okay. We all have our things. But, you know, I thought I was done with after the show yesterday. But when he brought it up to me this morning, I was like, what?
Because we actually did have a discussion after the show.
Did you sleep last night? I did. I spent some time driving home trying to figure out why is this pertinent information to the Lions' chances this year.
Okay. When you were thinking about that, did you turn the radio down while you were driving home so that you could really clear your head of the thoughts and have the conversation with yourself in the car?
Yeah.
Yes, you did. Yeah, it bothered
me. Hold on. Bothered and obsessed are two different things. I'm not bothered. I am sort of obsessed with what motivated the call.
If you think being obsessed with something is better than being bothered with it, then go ahead.
Well, I don't know if it's better or worse. I could tell you when I'm bothered by something. I'm bothered when somebody calls up and, that's not even true. Well, I'm not bothered by too much.
You're bothered by the call because you don't think the call used the best
defense possible for his argument.
I want to help him. If he wants to use history, just say the Lions are not going to win the Super Bowl because they never have.
But you don't really want to help him. No.
No. I think he's wrong. I mean, it's. I think he's wrong. I don't think it's particularly relevant what happened.
Should we put a Twitter poll out there? Is Doug bothered or obsessed?
We could do 10 texts.
We could do the 10 texts. Let's do the 10 texts.
Would you call me bothered or obsessed?
Would you say Doug is bothered or Doug is more obsessed with the call from yesterday that brought up the statistical anomalization that it hasn't happened in the last 17 years that a team has, yeah.
All right, get your text in, 248-539-9797. Do you think I'm bothered or obsessed?
And please sign those texts.
Sign those texts, and we will read them here. Get a sampling of the people next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.